Dav hey omid aleph. Mekayra sheyesh la gaga has a roof. Kiman demolei darav sasa mikol tzad havi kamolei chafetzim. Something which is sealed from all sides is as if it's filled with objects that goggle into its roof. The ein avir chosh of avir, its ear space is not considered ear space. Hilkach kol anizar glosecha, anything thrown into it, havi kamunech is as if it's resting. Ha teinach roshus ayachad the balabais, where the balabais is standing. Roshus a rabbim d'oni, the public domain where the poor person stands. Mi mukas lebi makari, can you say that it's dealing with something which has a roof over it? L'digli midbar v'chom malachas de shabbos b'mishkan gamar. All melachos of Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan. L'kaim on later in the Masechta, the Nismuch of Parshas Shabbos, the Parshas Mishkan, the Vayakal, because of the juxtaposition of Shabbos to building the Mishkan in Parsha of Vayakal. Homani, the Loboy Mokum Dalit, Acherimhi. Who's one who does not need a place of 4x4 Tochim? That is Acherim, which generally means Rabbi Meir. Omad, the Mokaimu Zorak Chefetz, the Kibloy, Acher, if you throw an object and someone else catches it, and Omad Hamakabal bin Lukaimel Bekibal, and the person catching it is standing in his place and catching it. Chayav Hazar, the one who throws it, is Chayav. The Iu Ovid Akira Banochi, he's the one who did both the picking up and the putting down. Okar Hamakabal bin Lukaimel, the one receiving it moves from his place. Verutz Likras Achevitz Bekibal, he runs towards the object and catches it. Then Potter Hazar, the one who throws it, is Potter Dulo, it's Avid Hanochel Mekaychel, the resting of it, the putting down of it, did not come from his strength. The Poshet Kanfei, Paras Bigdo, he spread out his garment, to have Tahavidal, therefore he made a place that was 4x4. Traskel is as solid as a basket. Why is he chayv? Because of taking out. He just moved from one Rosh Hashayachid to the other. Leimim Mastisim, the Lochoshel, Rosh Hashayachid, our Mishnah, which is not considered this a private domain, the Lok Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he's not like Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Zorah, Rosh Hashayachid, from the public domain, the noach al gabov chayiv, the aval gab de lamata, underneath the basket, lo havi kana rochav dalid, the reed is not 4x4 tvachim, hoil barosho arbaal, since the head of it, the top of it is 4x4, armina good ochis mechitza, we say that we look at it as if the walls shot down to the ground, v'havi rosh hashayachid gomer, and is a complete, full-fledged rosh hashayachid. L'mayel meyud havi rosh hashayachid is a private domain, hoil barochav dalid, since it is 4x4, Tvachim Shulshul Hishbil is to lower. Kamol Haya Mishalshul Bechevel, you're lowering down with a rope. Lamakta Megimel Dahavi Kekarka, it is like being on the ground itself. Vaha Oimid Ketani Hel Oni Oimid Bechutz, he's standing outside. Vaha Yoshehu, and this getting it below 3 Tvachim is sitting. We answer Vishokach Koyfif Atzma, he bends himself over. Viboy is Ema. Vaha Oimid Begumo, he's standing in a pit. Vyodos Smucha Lusvasa, and his hand is now close to the edge. Ichbol Tana Torah Chatana, because Zeus the Tana was troubling himself with all of this. V'lohayilu lahudiyu, and he didn't have to hudiyanu. He didn't have to just tell us the moitzim rishus is chayiv. They're going from one domain to another is chayiv. Elai de dvarim halol, except for these type of things. Shein darkam kach, it's not normal to be done. Listening pashat kanaf bibigdo lifnim dahavi dalad. Let me just say a case where he stuck his garment inside, which is a place that's 4x4. The one who's doing the malach, is intending to put into his friend's hands, kimasisin like our Mishnah. The one and rested in the hand of his friend on its own. The one who threw it was not making, considering important his friend's hands. The gava to put in it, he didn't intend it. Omad Hamakabal b'mukayim b'kibul, the one who receiving it stands in this place and receives it. Chayev Hazarik, the one who throws it, is Chayev. Potter Hazarik, the one who throws it, is Potter. The law of it Hanocha, because he did not was not the one who did the putting it down. Ma'ikam abayle, ma'isveke ika. From what doubt is there? Ma'ez a time of yifter. From what is the reason should we exempt the guy? Ha of it akir Hanocha. He did both the picking it up and putting it down. Kishnei b'nei adam dami yopotter the havelu shneim sha'asu, is as if two people did the malacha. The kemi shalom haniach hachevitz. Since he did not let the object go until the place where it was supposed to go, and to rest, he chased after it, but akvo, and he stopped it. Havila akira kamaisa below hanocha, the picking it, the original picking up was without a putting down. Mali hit inu chavero the potterle that you exempted tandem. The potale patanam de masnis, at the time of the Mishnah exempted, the katani oshanas on the saicha, or as it said, or he put into it, vahoitzishin, and took it out, shnam between the both are potter. Lo temo kibel, poshet yodo viyardo the saicha, they stuck his hand out and it fell into it. The law of mice said he didn't do any action. Ela ema kolat, hash the silkanaitim, now we think kishahaya kiloch yorid that as the flow was going down, hikka biyado achas, he hit with one hand and kiblo b'chaverta into the second hand, the avalei akira, that he did the picking up. Daf, hey, amid beis. Kari b'sefer, kol svarm shalahem asuya, assume Kimagilla, all of their svarm were not bound like ours, but rather they were written down the cloth like a Megillah. Niskalgal sefer miyado, v'roisho echad biyado, and one of the edge is still in his hand. Golo etzel l'perik pasta the erim, the last perik of Maseches Erim, mukim lo v'skupas karmelis, that the skupa has a din of karmelis. Kugin gavayer gimel is 3 tvachim high, v'rochvo dalid and is 4 tvachim wide. V'rishis harabim is overis l'funim, the public domain is passing in front of it. The inafal kule miyade is if it all fell from his hand, umahadri le v'rishis harabim l'skupa, and he would to bring back the safer from the public domain to this askupa, this ledge, lav chiyu echatas iko, there wouldn't be a chiyu echatas, because the karmelis is only reshus derabanan with an issa derabanan of going from the public domain into it. Hilkach therefore hashad derosho echad biyodl, since he's still holding on to one edge, ve'in kan akira, and there's no picking up. Afilu mishum shvus nami lo gozer, even because of an issur derabanan, they did not make a gezerah. Ha'yikar beroshe gakshu rosh hashayachal, which is now he's in a private domain, and the skalgal a sefer miyado beroshe echav miyado, and he's still holding on to one edge. Ad shelo hagia rosh hatachton at the bottom edge liyud shatachtonim shuhu avarish hasarabim to the last ten tefachim, which is now the airspace of the public domain. Golo etzel, then he can roll it back up to himself. Hagia liyud, then also the gololo, he can't roll it back up. The gozer rabbanan mishum shvus, the rabbanan made in iser the rabbanan hechad the egudu miyada, when it's still holding into his hands, ato hechad the nafak miyada kule, because they're afraid that perhaps when it's fully left his hand, he will still roll it and bring it back in. The laisi, he's not allowed to bring it over. He's never allowed to bring it back into his hands, because if when it's completely left his hand and he brings it back in, and now he's sitting in the private domain, the ikachiyu of the araisa, there would be a araisa obligation. You want the writing to be facing the wall. But chalak in the blank side, kalpa rishas sarabim, is facing the public domain. Shulei mutil kol kach b'bezayim, because otherwise we're dealing with sefer kodesh over here. It would be an embarrassing, insulting manner of leaving for the whole Shabbos the sefer and such with the writing facing out. V'halo nofa my asa legolo etzel, but didn't rest. So why should it be a prohibition to roll it back up to him? Meshuba boilet melamata, it's sticking out on the bottom. Umeitzer melamayla, and it is narrower on top. The Nachlei al Oisach Shipu, and now is rested on the part of the slant in the bottom. Mi Avida Dinaichi Elad V'Davrash Yesh Lotoch. It can only rest if it has something which has a place to stop in. But if it's something which is completely rolling slope and there's no stop, then it's not going to rest. So Ma'al Lestem Elav Hainu Hanochas, and that's not considered resting it. The Havi Akir Rus and Akir, that picking it up should be considered picking it up. The Hanaydi, but also it keeps on moving. Kamash Mal, the Hainu Hanochas, and that's considered it's resting. The Akir Rus and Akir, and picking up from there is considered picking up. Shemin Shinsaf al Gabi Yain, but Akir has Shemin, you pick up the oil, but it's sealer Shisraim, you take it out to the public domain. But then, al Gabi Maim, and so too if it was on top of water, the Indian Shabbos with regard to Shabbos, the Indian Shumo with regard to the Hemshech the Gemara, which talks about Truma, Losagi de Lonoch Yain, it did not help us if we didn't talk about wine, because we needed both cases to be of Truma. Machalikas Rabbi Yechanan, Verabonin, did not Shemin Shel Truma, if the Shemin has the Kedusha of Truma, Shatzaf al Gabi Yain Shel Truma, which the wine is also Truma, Tful Yain, Poisel as a Truma, Minatera, Biyavamis, Perk, Arl, and Perk, Arl, and Yavamis, we learned that. A tul yom, someone who went to the mikveh that day and has not yet been nightfall, he will place a lesser chuma. Place it in terms of the guard with tuma and tahara means it makes the object tummy, but the object is not the made tummy cannot transfer tuma to something else. Lo pasul el shem avol vayim lefisha inu chibur zelazeh is not considered attached to each other. Veshem pasul the shem becomes invalid for lo tummy but not tummy, because tummy is in term tuma. When the chazal uses the term tummy with regard to tuma and tahara, that means it can transfer tuma to the next object next to it. Hilkach lo pasul leyayin, so since the shem is only pasul, it becomes tummy but can't transfer tuma to the wine that it is touching. Linyan Shabbos nami havei kedavar acher, so therefore also for Shabbos is considered something else. Hatsaf al amayim, if it's flowing on water, the lav hainu hanachasal is not considered where it being placed in the place where it was resting. Hayton oichel na mashkin mashma shelo tanu lekach, that he is implying that he did not put on his shoulders for this reason, that he had picked it up in the private domain to move it from one corner to the other. Raglov, and when he already moved his feet, Nimach, he changed his mind, and he left to the public domain, Benichnas, and he went back in, Kolayim Kul, and he's doing this, but going back in and back and forth, inside, outside, the whole day. And then he picks his feet up in order with intent to leave the house. The Midas Gufel Vade can be the Sefetz Nomi, that stopping with his body is this equivalent of stopping with the object itself. Hukach ki amad va'akar amanas lotzes, when he stops and then moves again with the intent of leaving the house, mechayev, he will be obligated. Avol below amida, without stopping and standing in place, leka akira, there is no picking up, moving, el akira rishen, it's just the first time that he picked himself up and moved, which is called picking up the object from its place. V'hi lo ha'yisa amanas lotzes, and that was not with intent to leave. But Torah lo chayva el malachas machshavis, the Torah only obligates us with Shabbos, at least with regard to Shabbos, unless you fulfilled the malacha you was intended to be done. The Gamina Mishkan, and we learn this out from the building of the Mishkan, she is chayva masa samalacha, they intended to do what they did. Aval lo yodea shehu Shabbos, but with regard to Shogi, he does not know that it's Shabbos, but he intends to do the malacha that he wanted to do. O kusavish malacha zubateras. So the other part, the way of having Shogi is you know that it's Shabbos, but you think that the way which you're doing is permitted to be done. Vehu sheomri lofush lanuch, to rest. Hahi havi amida, that's considered stopping. Vakira he, and now moving. Vakira bebasra, that's called. That's considered stopping. Vakira the Basar, and the moving afterwards, the uprooting afterwards, Havi Akira is considered picking it up. Aval Ami Lakasev, but if he's standing Lakasev, which is Lasakin Maso Al Kasev, which is to rearrange the burden on his shoulder, Lava Amid, he is not considered standing. Midamar Ma Rabba, the Hu Rabbi Abaye, that's Rabba Bar Nachmeni, who is the Rebbe as well as uncle of Abaye. Toch Dalet Amos Hamavr Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbi. A person is moving an object for Amos and Rishus Rabbi, but Amad Toch Dalet Amos Lofush, and he stops within the four Amos to rest. The Chazar Hishlim, and then he went and finished off the two four Amos, which is the Shir to be Chayim Rishus Rabbi, and he puts it down. O Amad Jum, or stops there. Potter Shalom Hever Dalet Amos Bakir Achos, because he did not move four Amos with one Akira, one movement, one picking it up. Bim Lakasif Amad, if he stopped in order to rearrange the burden, besokta hadala amos, within the four amos, because shehishlam dala amos, heniach, when he finishes walking four amos, he puts it down, omad, or stops, sham lofush, omad sham lofush, he stops to rest, now he's chayiv. Vamid the toch dala lava midahi, shahayi, so lakasif, and standing within the four amos was not considered standing and stopping from the original picking it up. Why? Because the reason he stopped was just to arrange the burden, which is a chelik, is a part of his moving of the original Akira. Chutzadal Amos, Hamamar Dal Amos Shlemus. He did the four complete Amos he moved already. But Amad Chutzadal Amos, and he stops now outside the four Amos. Im Lofush Amad, if he stopped in order to rest, and Habe Hanachas Kufu Kanachas Chefetz, then putting down his body, meaning stopping his body, is like putting down the object. But if he only stopped in order to rearrange the load, then ain't do amid, and it's not called stopping him. Not lo acher miyadom, someone else will take it out of his hand. Acher came afterwards, and shtem be peturin, both will be putter, because he did not stop, and he did that akira, and the person who took it from him has not yet, did not do an akira, he just did a hanocha. Amarayinu, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Ami, the opinions of Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Ami, ma'am, Amar lo b'hai lishna, ma'am lo b'hai lishna, umi Rabbi Yochan, echad ezim na'amra. Rabbi Yochan only said the halacha one time, but each one said it over in a different version. Chanus is a Rishus HaYochid, Palti is a Rechobo, that is the main market area for gathering together, Rehu Rishus HaRam is a public domain. Derech Stil is a Mokum Itzlubayz Sheyoshvin Soichrim, it is a place of little pegs and stuff that they had in front of the stores where the businessmen then would sit. Shem Karmelis, and it's called the Karmelis, the Lav Lahu Lichahu, Kirishus Rabbim, it's not for moving, walking like Rishus, like the public domain. Chayim Hoyol Velo Omad Bestil Lofush, he did not rest in this Stil area. In Kan Hanocha Elova Paltia. So therefore they're putting it down and the resting is in the Paltia, which is the main square. Menaze Poiter can refer us, will explain, conserver Mahalik Koemi Dami, he thinks that while walking is still considered as if you stop the Nim, so therefore you find Nekam Rishus HaYochid, he took it out of Rishus HaYochid, the Murach Bistio, and he put it down in the Stio, which is a Karmelis, while Oikar Mistio, and he picked it up from the steel, which is a karmelism, and nechrisha sarabim, and he put it into the public domain. Not that he actually stopped, but the halachic status of walking is the same as standing. Hecha ashechon ke'agavna, the mifsika reshusa achrisa mechayiv, that if you have a different domain separating between the public and private domains, that you would be chayiv. Perhaps the time, only time that the Torah says that you are chayev is if you actually take it straight directly from a private domain to a public domain.